the fire this time.
Looking up at the mountains, very, very difficult terrain, very steep, a lot of canyons and elevation there, very difficult to get fire response in there. So that's mostly an air response area. As you come lower out of the mountains, you're talking, oak trees and grassland. And once it breaks out into that grassland, there's really nothing to stop it.
A city manager in the Southwest sounding powerless in the face of raging wildfires, now extreme danger in seven states.
Arizona's fire is the largest in state history, and the nation's fire season looks to break as many records as flooding already has this year, taking stock of the floods and fires on this last day of spring 2011. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Of fires and firestorms on this Monday, June 20th. Firestorms over public pension benefits and, of course, those fires out in the Southwest.
That's kind of at the top of the morning's news, the new normal for millions of Americans. A report out this morning shows 50 U.S. metro regions, or one in every seven nationwide, are unlikely to bring back all the jobs that have been lost in this recession until after the year 2020. That means more than a decade of recession for Rust Belt cities like Detroit and Cleveland. And new numbers show unemployment among African Americans nationwide is more than 16%. Compare that to 9% for the general population. As always, we're looking for a check-in on the state of your economy. Call us if the picture of unemployment where you are is changing or if it's not. 8778-MY-TAKE. Meanwhile, charitable giving is rebounding like the U.S. economy, slowly. Contributions to charities were up 2% last year. American individuals and corporations gave almost $300 billion to charity in 2010.
European finance ministers have delayed a decision on a $17 billion loan to Greece until next month. They say Greece has to pass deep spending cuts this month before it gets the money. If Greece doesn't receive that money, it says it will default on its debts. Syrian President Bashar Assad spoke to his nation last hour for only the third time since the crackdown on the uprising in Syria began. He once again blamed the crisis on saboteurs, foreign saboteurs, and called the protests against him vandalism. There are reports this morning the Syrian army is trying to cut off its border with Turkey, where thousands have fled the violence. In Arizona, another 7,000 people were forced to evacuate over the weekend because one of several massive wildfires burning out of control. This one jumped a highway in 60-mile-per-hour winds and is taking aim at a populated area. And that's not even the largest fire in Arizona. The Wallo blaze, still burning, the largest in state history, has consumed nearly 800 square miles, still burning. Meanwhile, Arizona Senator John McCain fanning the flames this morning in politics. McCain said over the weekend that illegal immigrants may be to blame for some of the massive Arizona fires. He claims there's evidence immigrants set some of the fires to signal others and to divert law enforcement agents.
Although we should say that the fire authorities say that there's no evidence of that. President Obama is reportedly near a decision on the longest American war in history. How many U.S. soldiers should come home from Afghanistan? High-ranking officials tell our partner, The New York Times, it's time to accelerate the troop reduction. Officials believe al-Qaeda's original influence in the region has been crippled, and the cost of war exceeds the benefits at this point. But of the estimated 40,000 or so Taliban fighters still working there, only 17 have signed up for a U.S. program that offers cash to lay down arms. Many of them may not even be Taliban, just men with weapons.
22-year-old Rory McIlroy dominated the U.S. Open like no one else has before. Even Tiger Woods, he shot a record 16 under par in a wire-to-wire victory. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down, and futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,004. The S&P opens at 1,271, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,616. Stories of contagion this morning. One state, things happen in one state. It crosses the border into another. We're going to talk about the battle against the massive fire in Arizona and how it threatens to spread to perhaps six other states. Also, the effort over defunding Planned Parenthood. It might have failed in Washington, but not on the local level. We're going to look at how the fight over Planned Parenthood is being waged state by state. Those conversations in this hour. But first, the fight over public employee pensions. A fight once politically unthinkable, but one that's becoming common across the country, from Wisconsin to New York and around the country. Public pension benefits in the crosshairs in a few minutes.